I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. A boxing match in Nicaragua may have shown the world the immediate future of live sports. An 8-fight card in front of a live but sparse audience on folding chairs spread 2 meters apart was televised from Managua. Promoter Rosendo Alvarez, a former 2-time world champion, had dismissed the threat of the virus and even offered free tickets. I think that as long as there is no vaccine, we should carry on. We can't stand by and stay closed in our homes and do nothing, because you're not going to die of coronavirus, but you are going to starve. Alvarez said he signed up the 16 local boxers for the card because they needed to work. Boxer Ronan Zamora says virus protocols don't affect the way he fights. This is an opportunity for me to show myself in front of the public. They are wearing gloves before entering and using alcohol on their hands and cleaning their shoes. Here and everywhere in the world, people are taking care. And apart from the boxing, I work the same with these gloves and the alcohol gel. An estimated one-tenth of the 8,000 seats appeared to be filled as officials refused to announce attendance figures. Alvarez says the boxing culture shows how to handle the pandemic. The pandemic, the virus is here and it's not going. We have to learn how to live with it. In Mexico, with this pandemic, they don't know what to do. And like the boxers do in this pandemic, we have to be disciplined. Wash your hands, be careful, and to have this mask for your face. Alvarez says his organization is taking protective measures at the bouts. Spectators were told to stay at least 2 meters from the ring, and medics checked temperatures when they entered. Face masks were required. The government insists Nicaragua has barely been touched by COVID-19.
Boxing tonight, come!
International Boxing Federation World Featherweight Champion Josh Warrington is willing to sacrifice a big stadium fight in order to take on World Boxing Association Champion Kan Su of China behind closed doors.
Well, I guess he's going to have record viewers on those who want to tune in. We're going to miss a little bit of an atmosphere, and I think there's going to be a few people who are going to be able a little bit upset that wasn't part of the night.
Before the UK's coronavirus lockdown began March 23rd, a deal had almost been done for the Leeds Warrior to face the Chinese fighter at an open-air venue in Leeds. Now the bout could feel a little different.
It'd be someone we'd definitely consider. I should imagine it'd be a little bit different on the ring walks and that, but I guess once you're in there, the noise is kind of a blur anyway.
The 29-year-old Warrington is already practicing his shuffle moves. Shuffling away from fans in the grocery store, that is.
A few days ago, I went to the supermarket, and I'm trying to keep my distance. I only wanted to get a few essential items in and out, but there were people, Josh Warrington, and they're coming over, and it's like, they're coming into, closer than 2 meter proximity, and I'm trying to be as polite as possible by saying, just guys, keep your distance and stuff, taking step backs, but they're coming forward, and I'm thinking, I'm from that supermarket paranoid then, thinking, could they have had it? Ooh, they met, they're out and about. And I think psychologically it's had an effect on all of us. So people are going to be a little bit wary still.
Warrington says he's working hard not only to stay in shape, but to improve his physical abilities.
Every time I go out for a run, I'm beating my time again. So I'm constantly pushing. By the time camp comes back round, I'm going to have fitness at the highest level and just build on that.
Once a dream, now Warrington feels closer to beating the other current champions and unifying the world featherweight titles.
I watched the likes of Lennox Lewis out there and on TV and Ricky and Joe Calzaghe. And you think, wow, that is unbelievable. But you never think you'd get to that stage. It's kind of like a kid dreaming of playing an FA Cup final. you know, or a Champions League final. You know, you never think that's going to happen, but now it's no longer in stars. It's touching distance.
Bull riding competition bucked and jumped in the face of the pandemic as masked riders rode the beasts behind closed doors in Oklahoma.
Keep round. Yeah, baby!
Woo! Brazilian Fabiano Vieira was the eventual winner in the first sporting event in the United States since the lockdown. The 37-year-old veteran finished ahead of Colton Jesse and Jose Vitor Lemmy, who placed second and third, respectively.
Playing with Tom is special. I mean, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
National Football League fans have extra incentive, as if they needed it, to watch the sport return as perhaps the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, is reunited with former New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, as both are now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
To build a connection with a quarterback, too, is something special. I mean, you've seen it many times with many other players. They can switch teams, and they might not have the same chemistry as they have with one of their other quarterbacks. So we have a great chemistry out there, and every time we get together, it's just like, you know, the old days. It doesn't matter if we take a month off or 6 months apart. We just go out there and we're throwing the ball just like it's a normal practice, no matter what.
The man known simply as Gronk is back in the NFL after spending 13 months in retirement.
It just happened to be the right opportunity, I feel like, down in Tampa. Yes, Tom is definitely, he's like the appetizer of the whole meal. You know, he got me hooked when he went down to Tampa.
The former Patriots tight end spent 9 seasons with Brady in New England, and the pair won 3 Super Bowls together. He likes what he sees in Tampa Bay.
I saw what was down there, just the opportunity to go down there and play with that type of offense. I mean, they got some special wide receivers out there. They got other great tight ends. And let me tell you, I love working with tight ends too. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Working with OJ and Cam. So that's definitely going to be a special opportunity. But just blessed to be in this situation and have this opportunity.
Gronkowski last played in the Super Bowl in February 2019 before stepping away from the sport to give his body a chance to heal from numerous injuries during his career. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he can envision Major League Baseball games being played without fans this year at Yankee Stadium and the Mets' Citi Field.
If you could make the economics work without the seat sales, right, and you could have teams play without the seat sales, but you had televised and you had the television revenue and whatever else went with that, you know, we're in a different place. You know, be creative, try to figure it out. But if players could get paid more than staying home and owners would get some revenue versus total shutdown, why not?
Taiwan's CPBL Baseball League has begun its season without fans, while South Korea's KBO is playing practice games behind closed doors ahead of its planned opening day, May 5th. Cuomo wasn't sure if the same formula would work for the idled National Basketball Association, but said it was worth trying.
I know enough to know the economics of baseball are a little different than the economics of basketball, a little different than the economics of other sports. So it would have to be up to them that they do an economic analysis that says, yeah, some revenue is better than no revenue, and my players are willing to negotiate a contract reduction. And if they could do it, yeah, but everybody has to think outside the box, right? Because there is no box.
3, 2, 1. Are you ready?
As coronavirus continues to sweep across Japan, the Nippon Pro Baseball and the Japanese J-League say professional baseball and soccer cannot resume in the country, at least until after the Japanese government ends its current coronavirus state of emergency. Both leagues are anxiously waiting while watching their Asian counterparts. Kazuhiro Tateda is a medicine professor at Toho University.
Taiwan
Some sporting matches have already been resumed in Taiwan and will resume in South Korea. And there are reports that even the U.S., which has claimed more than 40,000 lives, is considering measures for the way out. In that sense, Japan is still in the midst of a pandemic, so it's not like we're in a situation where we can restart again right now. However, I think it is important to be firmly aware of the exit that is sure to come in the future and to prepare a path toward that exit. Japanese Baseball Commissioner Atsushi Saito said NPB had not made a decision of when to start play after representatives of the 12 teams decided last week its season openers will not take place in May. The J-League announced a suspension of all matches before May 30th, with league chairman Mitsuru Murai saying restarted games would have to take place behind closed doors. As we have to consider the safety of spectators first at this stage, we are aware that we have to assume to hold matches without spectators while also taking into account players' travel. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe declared a nationwide state of emergency last Thursday until May 6th. First, Formula One, then NASCAR. Now, rally racing has made the leap to virtual competition with real drivers behind the wheel and screens.
Yes! Won it! Get in there! Come on!
British driver Rhys Yates celebrated winning the first eSports World Rally Championship shootout by drinking from his shoe.
Making a brew. And a trainer, shoeing. Once in a lifetime. Cheers, lads. Cheers to WRC. Cheers to eSports. It's been bang on. Lots of fun. So everyone stay safe and, send it.
No word on how his beverage actually tasted, but in the virtual race, he beat Romanian driver Raul Bidu in the semifinals before beating Bolivia's Marco Balaccia to take the first eSports WRC shootout win. The start of Stage 2 of the Digital Swiss 5 Cycling eSports race. While professional race car drivers are working the computer controls, cyclists are physically competing as they pedal stationary bikes to simulate a real-life performance. 26-year-old Stefan Kung sprinted to victory around a virtual depiction of Frauenfeld in Switzerland, next to Kung's real-world home. Yes, it was really hard. 1 hour, full gas. It was a home game for me. As the crow flies, it was just 1 kilometer from my home. I had to defend my honor. It certainly hurt. Kung finished in 54 minutes, 30.1 seconds, to win by 47.1 seconds over Italy's Filippo Ganna, on the same course that is scheduled to serve as the start for the 2021 Tour of Switzerland. For the first time in 124 years, the Boston Marathon did not take place on Patriots Day.
I was planning to run Boston this year. My buddy and I were. And obviously, with everything going on in the world, it was the most prudent thing to cancel it, obviously.
Organizers delayed the event until September 14th due to the coronavirus pandemic. That didn't stop Patrick McAdee from running the course.
I still wanted to do some of it. So I texted my buddies yesterday and I said, guys, should I run the full thing and try and just like break 3 hours, or should I run the second half of it all out? And the guy said to just go run the second half of it all out.
Vehicle traffic was sparse because most people were staying at home. McAdee knew he wouldn't be sharing the course with thousands of other runners, but he didn't expect it to be completely deserted.
Definitely a surreal experience because I expected there to be more runners out there doing what I was doing, but I think I might have been the only one.
McAdee's symbolic Boston Marathon was personally consoling in a troubled time.
I had a long chat with my mom on Sunday, and my wife and I are expecting a baby in the next 3 weeks, and it's a scary time for a lot of people. So the thing that keeps me normal and keeps my life sort of balanced is running.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.